This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Arundhati Paul. The headlines. Nomination papers of five candidates found valid and eligible to contest the upcoming Dampa Assembly by-election in Mizoram. Nationalist Social Council of Nagaland Isak Muivia leader Thingaling Muivia visits his hometown Somdol in Ukhrul district after 50 years. Undersecretary of Ministry of Information and Broadcasting Mihir Kumar Jha visits various media units in Tripura to review progress of activities under Special Campaign 5.0, focusing on cleanliness and transparency. Ningkol Chokoba, the festival of bond between married women and brothers, is being celebrated in Manipur today. And now the news in detail. In Mizoram, all the five candidates who submitted their nominations were found eligible to contest for the upcoming Dampa Assembly by-election to be held on November 11th. The scrutiny of nominations was held yesterday in Mamit. According to the returning officer, no discrepancies were found in any of the submissions during the scrutiny, and all the five candidates have been officially accepted to contest the by-election. The five candidates are Lal Ming Thang of the BJP, John Rothluang Liana of the Indian National Congress, Dr. R. Lal Thang Liana of the MNF, Van Lal Sailavo of the ZPM, and K. Zaming Thanga of the People's Conference. Dampa constituency currently has a total of 20,790 registered voters, including 10,605 men and 10,185 women. National Social Council of Nagaland Isak Muivia leader Thingaling Muivia yesterday visited his hometown in Ukhrul district of Manipur after 50 years. The Naga rebel group has been in ceasefire agreement with the government of India and peace talk is still continuing. He arrived at Bakshi ground of Ukhrul and later travelled to his birthplace Somdol, where villagers and representatives of Naga civil society organisations warmly greeted him. He is expected to stay in his village for a week. As part of his homecoming, a monolith was erected at Ukhrul and special prayer was held for his life longevity. Other leaders of the rebel group and his wife accompanied Muivia's visit to his hometown. Undersecretary of the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting, Government of India, Mihir Kumar Jha, yesterday visited various media units in Tripura to review the progress of activities under the Special Campaign 5.0, focused on cleanliness and transparency. During his visit, Jha inspected All India Radio Agartala, Doordarshan Kendra, State Office of the Press Information Bureau and different sections of the Central Bureau of Communication and interacted with officials of the respective units. A special program titled Ek Per Maa Ke Naam was also organized at the Doordarshan complex. As part of the event, Jha planted two agar trees symbolizing environmental conservation. Jha will visit various media units in Shillong today and in Guwahati during his tour. In Arunachal Pradesh, Minister for Education, P.D. Sona, inaugurated the New Age Learning Center at the State Central Library, Itanagar. In a social media post, the minister informed that the initiative by the Department of Public Libraries marks a step forward in fostering innovation, digital literacy and lifelong learning for the youth. The center aims to bridge traditional learning with modern technology, providing access to digital resources, e-learning tools and collaborative spaces for students, researchers and readers. The minister reaffirmed the government's commitment to nurturing an informed, educated and digitally empowered Arunachal Pradesh. In Meghalaya, the Captain Williamson Sangma State University hosted a one-day symposium on Indigenous Knowledge Systems, Sustainable Future at Tura yesterday. The symposium was organized by the Department of Sociology. Vice-Chancellor of the University, Dr. Vasanthi Vijay Kumar, highlighted in her speech the relevance of the indigenous knowledge for a sustainable future. She also explained the significance of exploring and preserving indigenous knowledge systems. Dr. Bodhi Siankuparwani, Associate Professor and Chairperson of the Center for Social Justice and Governance, School of Social Sciences, Tata Institute of Social Science, delivered the keynote address through his presentation on the evolution of knowledge and education. The inaugural program was followed by technical session. Union Minister for Parliamentary Affairs and Minority Affairs, Kiran Rijiji, assured that the Dampa constituency will see major development projects from the central government if the BJP secures victory in the upcoming Dampa by-election. Campaigning for BJP candidate Lal Ming Thanga at a public rally in West Paleng, the Union Minister highlighted the central government's commitment to the Northeast, citing various development initiatives already undertaken in the region under the BJP-led administration. In Manipur, the festival of strengthening the bond of love between married ladies and their brothers along with paternal families, Ningkol Chokoba, is being celebrated today. The festival is celebrated every year on the second day of Hyangay month of the Meitei calendar. Ningkol means married ladies and Chokoba means having grand feast together. In this festival, married ladies visit their paternal home in traditional dress with their kids and bring along fruits, vegetables and other edible items. They will also have feast together with their brothers and other family members. After the feast, they are given gifts by their brothers. The Department of Fisheries and Manipur organized a fish fair come fish crop competition one day ahead of the festival to provide fish to the public at a minimum price. Fish curry is compulsory in this festival. In Nagaland, the much-anticipated first edition of the Banana Festival 2025 commenced at the public ground in Wokha district yesterday under the theme Banana for Food, Fiber and Future. The three-day event aims to empower over 6,000 farmers across Nagaland by promoting agricultural innovation, value addition and stronger market linkages. Deputy Chief Minister in Charge, Planning and Transformation and National Highway T.R. Zeliang inaugurated the festival in the presence of Deputy Chief Minister in Charge, Home and Border Affairs, Y. Patton. During the event, the Wokha District Administration signed a Memorandum of Understanding with three national research institutions. ICAR National Research Centre for Banana in Tamil Nadu, IBSD in Imphal and CSIR NIST in Jorhat to promote scientific farming, technological integration and sustainable agricultural practices. The festival showcased over 100 stalls featuring banana species, byproducts and local innovations. Nagaland Chief Minister Nipoy Rio yesterday highlighted the government's efforts to promote football in the state, citing the success of the Nagaland Super League 2024. Addressing the inaugural program of the 9th edition of Captain N. King Guruso Memorial Football Tournament at the Indira Gandhi Stadium in Kohima, Rio said the state government is planning to develop astroturf grounds in all districts to strengthen the sports infrastructure. Paying tribute to Captain King Guruso, he described him as one of Nagaland's most illustrious heroes whose courage during the Kargil conflict continues to inspire generations. GOC Spear Corps Lieutenant General Abhijit S. Pendharkar recalled Captain Kenguruse's extraordinary bravery during the Kargil War, where he climbed an icy cliff barefoot to lead his platoon to victory. The highlights of the event include unveiling of trophies, release of a special comic book on Captain Kenguruse's life, and the tournament's theme song. In Arunachal Pradesh, Sports Minister Kento Jini called on the Governor K.T. Parnaik at the Raj Bhavan in Intanagar yesterday and discussed the need to strengthen the State Olympic Association, enhance talent scouting through sports medicine and honour outstanding achievers who brought pride to the state. The Governor highlighted the urgent need to strengthen the Olympic movement in the state by systematically identifying, nurturing and promoting young talents with the potential to shine at national and international platforms, including the Commonwealth and Olympic Games. He also underscored the importance of integrating sports medicine and scientific training to help athletes perform at their highest potential while ensuring their long-term health and well-being. The Governor also shared a vision for transforming Arunachal Pradesh into a hub of sporting excellence. The Senior Women's Zonal Selection Committee for the Northeast Zone has selected a 15-member squad to represent the region at the BCCI's Senior Women's Cricket Interzonal T20 Trophy 2025-26 to be held in Nagaland from 4th to 14th November. Three players from Meghalaya have been also included in the squad, with Devas Mitha the team captain. Meghalaya Cricket Association President Nabrat Bhattacharji was the convener of the selection committee meeting, which was held in Guwahati. And before we end, the headlines once again. Nomination papers of five candidates found valid and eligible to contest the upcoming Dumper Assembly by-election in Mizoram. Nationalist Social Council of Nagaland Misak Mulvia leader Thungaleng Mulvia visits his hometown Somdal in Ukhrul district after 50 years. Undersecretary of Ministry of Information Broadcasting Mihir Kumar Jha visits various media units in Tripura to review progress of activities under Special Campaign 5.0 focusing on cleanliness and transparency. Ninkol Chokuba, the festival of bond between married women and brothers, is being celebrated in Manipur today. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from the Akashvani, Shillong. Have a nice day.